The name of this principle is the road to success is paved with a mixture of passion and productivity. Man, every once in a while you go to somebody, that, you know, you go to church and you'll see somebody all passionate and they never get anything done, but they sit around and they talk about it a lot. So passion is cool. On the flip side of it, you see some people just put their head on the ground and they just go and go and go and they're fairly productive, but man, they're boring people. When you can combine both passion and productivity, man, what a day. So in this module, man, we're going to talk about how to open up and get that feeling of giving all you got every day, making things happen, having a fun business, having a fun life, working with people, called your clients and changing their lives as well, and having this huge ripple effect on yours. Yep, the road to success is paved with both passion and productivity.
I personally believe to be happy at your job, you got to be doing the things that you truly love. And if you're not doing those things you truly love, you're going to get miserable. You're not going to like your job. And then if you don't like your job, that'll lead to being even more unhappy. So because I'm doing the things that I love on a regular basis, it makes coming to work pretty easy. And it's funny to even use the word work. It's just what I do. This is my living. I enjoy every part of it.
The great thing about being passionate about what I do is that it helps me get through the downsides or the things I don't like to do on a daily basis that I have to do. I still love doing those chores, if you will, just because I know on the other side I get to meet with clients and I get to help clients, and that's what I'm passionate about.
If you don't have passion around it, how are you going to do it well? If you believe in what you're doing and you believe that you can do it, that's the passion right there. That lights the fire.
When I found my passion for cultivating advisors, one transformation at a time, by increasing their sales, building magnetic client experience timelines, showing them the power of balance and how to increase their marketing results, I felt embarrassed at first for suppressing my true passion as long as I had. My true calling, which is transforming advisors' lives and businesses. Why had I waited as long as I had to figure this out? I knew this is what I was placed on this planet to do, so I called it for what it was, and the embarrassment went away quickly. Advisors have told me they feel the same way when they realize they're not operating at their highest capacity and realize they can operate more efficiently and effectively within their passions. These are advisors who've been in the business for as long as 25 years. As I reflect back on my life prior to this discovery, I saw spots of my own brilliance within being a coach, where I had helped people and clients make small breakthroughs. This life-changing discovery led to a whole new metamorphosis in my life. I transitioned out of a very successful financial planning practice by scaling back to a minimum number of clients. I delegated all the activities of my financial planning practice that did not represent me spending quality time in front of clients or rehearsing and preparing at a macro level for the client meetings. As I acquired more and more clients with my transformation work, I began hiring good people to take the activities away, the activities that slowed me down mentally, which freed me up so I could polish my coaching talent and consulting skills while practicing my craft to focus on my mission of growing advisors one transformation at a time. There were times when these transitions overwhelmed and frustrated me. To fight through the anxiety the transition created, I kept finding ways to taste my passion in my business as much as possible. Life and business didn't always cooperate with me, and let me tell you, life won't always cooperate with you either. So when you make a decision to achieve turbo growth in your practice, get ready for an emotional and intellectual journey of highs and lows. Rely on your passion to push and pull you through.
You probably can hear the passion I have for what I do and the love that I have for what I'm about, because I put it in my own terms. It's the ministry I'm called to in this time in my life. But the productivity that comes from that has to be measured very specifically as I move forward. I can be as passionate as I want to be, but if I'm not productive, I'm going to be out of here at some point in the future, and I don't want that to happen. You've got to have results that goes with the passion. And to have the results, you've got to do the kinds of things that produce those so that not only am I providing my clients what I believe my gifts are, but it also provides for me the needs that I have.
When you hit your passion and productivity button at the same time, smiles, revenues, and profits soar. The pains of not living in passionate and productive bliss can result in a life financially and emotionally bankrupt. With an emphasis on no passion and high productivity, you will experience elevated profits and an empty existence with no purpose. With all passion and no productivity, you will truly enjoy your life, but will end up poor and destitute, lacking the financial means necessary to continue your joys throughout your entire lifespan. Too much productivity and not enough passion will also suppress what is important to you, making it extremely difficult to connect the wealth you create to your values. Finding the right formula of passion and productivity creates many magical moments over a lifetime. A lifetime filled with recreating your vision board over and over. A lifetime of balanced abundance. Now, here's a simple formula to remember. Passion plus productivity equals significance. In your professional life, focus on activities that connect to your vision, ignite your passion, and drive significant results. And what does significance mean? It means going from the life you are living right now to the life that you want. It means looking at your life from a perspective and being honest with yourself and saying, here's who I am, but when I look at that vision board, that's who I want to be. And when you start and begin to reach out and find that person that you want to be that's on that vision board, that is significance.
I don't know that there's a trade-off between being productive and being passionate. If you truly do the things that you enjoy in life, it's easy to stay passionate about it. Now, that being said, if you get stuck in a rut, if you hit a plateau, sometimes you need to change things. Travis has always said, once we hit a certain level, we're going to change things to hit the next level. I'm always going to be a financial advisor, and that'll be my passion, but productivity will change over time.
Everyone who's been in contact with me knows I am most passionate about investment planning and designing portfolios for my clients. I found this passion early on when I changed my major from pre-med to finance at the University of Notre Dame. I found it fascinating, the trends, the science behind the numbers, and what really makes a portfolio go. And I also found it equally fantastic of all the huge potential I could reap in this business, because everyone I was competing against, for the most part, didn't understand the basic premise of asset allocation. What you run across every day from our competitors is people that are just lumped into mutual funds, mainly investing in the Walmarts, General Electrics, Exxons, and large cap stocks of the world without any real proper allocation to the other asset classes. It's a huge opportunity for you and as an advisor when you can stick by your guns and know that by properly allocating the client's assets, they will be better off from a return standpoint and from a risk standpoint. You're helping to lower their risk while making them more money. This is what every client wants. The inconvenient truth of our business is, at the end of the day, you're judged by performance, and most people are judging you on how you perform investing their money. This is a constant contest every day, not trying to outsmart the market, but to always look for opportunities for my clients, and also, nowadays, making sure they stay properly diversified.
In your professional life, focus on activities that connect to your vision, ignite your passion, and drive significant results. We are often reminded to follow our passions. Good advice. However, if you are a financial advisor and you discover your passion is filling out applications and filing, I'm sure this is unproductive in relation to boosting profits and causing meaningful change in your client's life. You're traveling a dangerous road when busy work takes the place of meaningful activity. Days, months and years can pass until maybe you wake up one day, just maybe, tasting the bitter seeds of regret. Do you want to wait later in life to capitalize on your opportunities? Here's the bad news. The sad part is most individuals won't even wake up going to the grave with a business unfulfilled and a life of could have been. If you find yourself on this road, get off it immediately by taking the exit linked to your passion. For instance, as a financial advisor, you need to be passionate about making the connection of how your products and services help people. You should be fired up to create and bring added value to your clients. You should allocate the majority of your time, talent, and resources to be spent with clients and prospects that resemble the perfect fit for you and your company. The results you will generate from combining the right amount of passion and productivity will be huge. Passion breeds bravery and courage. The changes you want to make are easier to start, maintain, and finish when passion is there. Identifying passion stimulates hope. Napoleon said, "A leader is a dealer in hope." Reach deep inside to find the hope and unlock your passion. You know you are hitting your passion button when you get up long before the alarm with solution-oriented thoughts about the clients you want to work with most. Your drive to succeed is guided less by dollars and cents and more toward creating a purposeful experience for those you serve. You feel passion when your bullish outlook illuminates through your behaviors and actions. The images of your vision board dominate your idle thoughts. Productivity raises confidence while increasing competency. By knowing more and acting on your wisdom confidently, the transformation you desire is easier to obtain and obstacles can be reduced faster. Productivity builds momentum much like adding fuel to a fire creates a bigger and stronger burn. Your productivity is going up when your sales are substantially greater than last year. Your net profit is growing rapidly. The amount of recurring revenue improves considerably. Weekly appointments escalate upward and your top shelf clients multiply dramatically.
About the fifth year into this career, my wife, Elizabeth Ann, asked me why I was so excited about what I was doing. What did I like most about what I was doing for my clients? And I had to pause and think about it. And what it was the fact that I could educate these men and women so that they could make ever wiser decisions, that they were plenty brilliant about life, but these pieces of information they didn't have at their fingertips. So the ability to educate folks and to make some of this complicated information understandable, to translate it to English, that ability to educate, to simplify, and to help people move forward on the decisions so important for their well-being is where my excitement was coming from, and it still is.
I think my biggest passion, I actually have a twofold passion in financial planning. One is the education piece. I love educating people. I didn't know that about myself, but I love to take the time, make sure my clients know why I make the recommendations and the reason those recommendations are good for them. But the second reason is I like to help people. I know that what I'm doing makes a difference, and I know that people are going to put their children through school. People are going to live 30 years in retirement, the lifestyle they dreamed, because they worked with me. And that's a great feeling.
If you don't know how to build passion or want to build on what you have, try this exercise. It's outlined in the jacket of the CD. Write down all of the accomplishments you've had over the last 90 days. These accomplishments do not necessarily need to be large in results, like a giant raise in production or the sale of your business. Your achievements can be as small as turning an acquaintance into a new client, implementing a new system in your business, or helping a client discover they can achieve a financial goal. What did you do that brought a big smile on your face? What did you do that made you feel good about your existence in the business world that made you say, "I know why I exist now"? What activities do you want to repeat over and over? Once you write out your accomplishments and answer these questions, begin to identify the strengths and passion you have around each activity that hits your passion button. Here's a little secret I want to share with you. Are you ready? Your passions are located in the successes you experience in your personal and business world. The successes that come easy to you. To build on this exercise and the passion you have now discovered, write down an action item you plan to complete over the next 30 days to build momentum on each accomplishment that will exploit your passion and keep it alive. So here's a simple formula to remember. Passion plus productivity equals significance. And what does significance mean? It means going from the life you are living right now to the life that you want. It means looking at your life from a perspective and being honest with yourself and saying, here's who I am, but when I look at that vision board, that's who I want to be. And when you start and begin to reach out and find that person that you want to be that's on that vision board, that is significance. In your professional life, focus on activities that connect to your vision, ignite your passion, and drive significant results. We are often reminded to follow our passions. Good advice. However, if you are a financial advisor and you discover your passion is filling out applications and filing, I'm sure this is unproductive in relation to boosting profits and causing meaningful change in your client's life. You're traveling a dangerous road when busy work takes the place of meaningful activity. Days, months, and years can pass until maybe you wake up one day, just maybe, tasting the bitter seeds of regret. Do you want to wait later in life to capitalize on your opportunities? Here's the bad news. The sad part is most individuals won't even wake up going to the grave with a business unfulfilled and a life of could have been. If you find yourself on this road, get off it immediately by taking the exit linked to your passion. If you don't know how to build passion or want to build on what you have, try this exercise. It's outlined in the jacket of the CD. Write down all of the accomplishments you've had over the last 90 days. These accomplishments do not necessarily need to be large in results, like a giant raise in production or the sale of your business. Your achievements can be as small as turning an acquaintance into a new client, implementing a new system in your business, or helping a client discover they can achieve a financial goal. What did you do that brought a big smile on your face? What did you do that made you feel good about your existence in the business world that made you say, I know why I exist now? What activities do you want to repeat over and over? Once you write out your accomplishments and answer these questions, begin to identify the strengths and passion you have around each activity that hits your passion button. Here's a little secret I want to share with you. Are you ready? Your passions are located in the successes you experience in your personal and business world. The successes that come easy to you. To build on this exercise and the passion you have now discovered, write down an action item you plan to complete over the next 30 days to build momentum on each accomplishment that will exploit your passion and keep it alive. You need to be passionate about making the connection of how your products and services help people. You should be fired up to create and bring added value to your clients. You should allocate the majority of your time, talent, and resources to be spent with clients and prospects that resemble the perfect fit for you and your company. The results you will generate from combining the right amount of passion and productivity will be huge. Passion breeds bravery and courage. The changes you want to make are easier to start, maintain, and finish when passion is there. Identifying passion stimulates hope. Reach deep inside to find the hope and unlock your passion. You know you are hitting your passion button when you get up long before the alarm with solution-oriented thoughts about the clients you want to work with most. Your drive to succeed is guided less by dollars and cents and more toward creating a purposeful experience for those you serve. You feel passion when your bullish outlook illuminates through your behaviors and actions. The images of your vision board dominate your idle thoughts. Productivity raises confidence while increasing competency. By knowing more and acting on your wisdom confidently, the transformation you desire is easier to obtain and obstacles can be reduced faster. Productivity builds momentum, much like adding fuel to a fire creates a bigger and stronger burn. Your productivity is going up when your sales are substantially greater than last year. Your net profit is growing rapidly. The amount of recurring revenue improves considerably. Weekly appointments escalate upward, and your top shelf clients multiply dramatically. Okay, that's the end of this principle. Remember, it's all about living turbo growth. Here at Dynamic Directions, we want to see you double your business with half the clients in 36 months or less. We know you can do it.